From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump signed three more executive orders Saturday, including a plan to defeat the Islamic State, a reorganization of the National Security Council, and a three-year expansion of the lobbying ban on administration officials. The orders come as the latest development in a flurry of activity since Mr. Trump took office just over a week ago. During his first weekly address to the nation, Mr. Trump talked about his first week in office.
I am begging you.
This administration has hit the ground running at a record pace. Everybody's talking about it. We're doing it with speed, and we're doing it with intelligence, and we will never, ever stop fighting on behalf of the American people.
The president's executive order imposing travel restrictions to the U.S. has triggered protests at least two airports, including one in New York City, where the congresswoman from that area is appealing to the president to amend his executive order.
I am begging you, go and revisit this. It's ill-advised, it's mean-spirited, it's tearing families apart, and that is not who we are. It will undermine the cooperation and collaboration that we need from Muslim countries to fight terrorism. It is wrong, and we will fight it today and every single day.
Mr. Trump says his executive order is not a ban on Muslims. The executive order that went into effect Friday night, however, banned citizens of seven majority Muslim countries. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Meanwhile, in Iran, Iran is reportedly reacting to Mr. Trump's order by indicating it will restrict issuing visas to American tourists in retaliation for the president's suspension of immigration and visas for nationals from Muslim countries, including Iran. In addition to barring residents of Iraq, Syria, Iran, Sudan, Libya, Somalia, and Yemen from entering the U.S. for 90 days, the Trump executive order put a permanent ban on admission of Syrian refugees and a 120-day ban on all other refugees entering the U.S. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke Saturday in the first discussion between the two leaders since Trump took office on January 20th. The White House provided no details of the phone call, but the Kremlin released a statement later Saturday saying the two leaders had a positive discussion, adding that they never mentioned Western sanctions against Russia, stressing the importance of the call was to stabilize relations between Washington and Moscow. The phone call was one of a number with world leaders that Trump held on Saturday, including with Japan Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Trump is expected to speak with Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull later Saturday. Syrian media and a key monitoring group say government forces outside Damascus have regained control of a freshwater spring that supplies the capital after reaching a deal that allows rebel fighters dug in at the site to withdraw. The state-controlled Sana'a news agency quoted a local governor Saturday as saying maintenance and repairs at the crippled water facility would begin as soon as the military declares the area secure. Four of the five Pakistani rights campaigners, and bloggers who mysteriously disappeared from several cities early this month have returned home safely. Police, relatives, and sources confirmed Saturday that noted rights defender Salman Haider rejoined his family. Three other missing activists have also been freed and rejoined their families. All three were in the vicinity of the eastern city of Lahore within the first week of January. It was not immediately known who was behind the kidnappings or what their motives were. The whereabouts of a fifth missing activist remains unknown. Many people across the Pacific region are celebrating the arrival of the Lunar New Year, the Year of the Rooster. On Saturday in China, thousands gathered at Beijing's temples to light incense and to bow as they prayed for good fortune and health. In Taipei, people prayed for good fortune and prosperity at the historical Lanshan Temple. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.